back, 1221, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And on this Friday afternoon, look who's back. Tammy Bruce, talk show host, New York Times bestselling author, Fox News contributor, and columnist for the Washington Times. And if you pick up a copy of today's Washington Times or you go to the website, washingtontimes.com, you'll see bombastic arrogance or humble determination, Chris Christie's choice, and that, of course, is by Tammy Bruce. Hello, Tammy. How are you?
Hi. It is a thrill to be back. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad you came back. Most people don't. No. All right. Bridgegate, the primary focus of the media for the better part of the last week. But you seem to think it could make Chris Christie a better candidate?
Well, look, I think anything could probably make him a better candidate. He's not a favorite of mine by any stretch of the imagination. But one reason he's not a favorite, I think, of mine or, frankly, many conservatives is because of, effectively, his pandering. I mean, this is a guy who strikes many, including myself, as an opportunist and, yes, as a bully. And it was interesting in that his reaction to the scandal was impressive. And it made me, I've been a harsh critic for years, it made me kind of take not a second look, but at least it made me look up a little bit. And I think that one of the problems with people like, politicians like Chris Christie and even John McCain, is that they believe the media is their friend.
Yeah.
They enjoy the attention. They believe celebrity is something they can win over. And they're mistaken. And I think now if Chris Christie simply looks around at what's being said and, about him by the people he was thinking were the important people, not conservatives certainly, he never thought conservatives were important, it's an opportunity for him to learn a lesson that may shift his focus. And that, yes, would make him a better candidate for 2016.
You know, I feel the same way you do about Christie, or have in the past. I've always thought that he would not be the go-to guy in 2016 for me, only because he falls into that category of Northeastern Republican, probably not going to have a good shot down in the South. A lot of people aren't going to be on board with him because, as you say, he does pander. I'm still not convinced, but I certainly understand what you've said in that, well, maybe he's going to catch on and maybe he'll change his attitude. Will he become more conservative by 2016? I guess your guess is as good as mine.
Well, you know, I frankly, I'm an optimist. I think most conservatives are, and especially if you're a Reagan conservative. You know, we've seen remarkable things happen with people who truly believe in the conservative ideal. And I want, Andy, I want as many people to run in 2016 as Republicans, again, so that we can refine our choice. But my concern is we've seen in 2008 and 12, is that the machine kicks in and effectively tells us who is going to have to be the nominee. There's no real backbench, if you will. And you know, people say, well, you know, this is the Republican machine's argument. You got to, you know, find compromise, and you got to appeal to the liberals. I remember a guy named Ronald Reagan,
mm-hmm.
who won New Jersey twice, who won most every state in 1980 and 84, not by pandering to liberals, but by articulating the authentic conservative ideal. And this is something that, as independent conservatives, as the grassroots, we need to make sure prevails in 16. I honestly think this is a chance for Christie, but I also don't think he's going to take it.
Do you think he has other skeletons in the closet, though?
Well, you know, most of me thinks that this Bridgegate thing is probably the best chance the media had to on an issue that the majority of Americans would reject. You know, that would think is really creepy for those of us outside of New Jersey. And they went with it far too early.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
But I do think that this is that his attitude makes me concerned that there could be more. And so I think the media at least is going to constantly be looking for something new.
Yeah. You know, if you look out across the horizon, do you see anyone else, you know, that jumps into your mind that could be the go-to candidate for the GOP? You know, I'm not really seeing a collection of people that I think could absolutely win today if the vote were held today.
Well, yeah, the today question is the issue. I think that Scott Walker is a very appealing candidate, but there we are in a television age. We know how he delivers and that he does a great job, but we do need someone who can move through the camera to deliver that message to people. I'm a big fan of Scott Walker. I also like John Bolton, but let's keep in mind, remember, of course, what made the 2008 ticket viable was Sarah Palin. And we only learned about her at a national level on August 29th, a couple of months before the election. Now, a presidential candidate needs more time, but we know the talent is out there. This country is filled with it. We don't intend to let the Bushes or Jeb Bush suck all the air out of the room, or even a Chris Christie. You know, we're focused, we're determined, and I think that there's enough talent out there as long as we give them the chance. Mia Love coming out of Utah as an example. Is a perfect example of what's possible when it comes to the talent in this nation, and that where the grassroots can lift them up.
Yeah.
So I think that yes, someone can come up. I think if a Walker and a Bolton got together, or a Walker and a Susana Martinez out of New Mexico, and they had massive grassroots support, and even the machine maybe embraced them a bit, I think that they could pull it off. Mm-hmm. Right now, I do.
Yeah. You see where Barbara Bush once again has come out to say that she doesn't want Jeb to run for the presidency?
Yes, she may be, and I'm so happy that her health has gotten a bit better. She was in the hospital, and I'm not a fan of the Bush family, but I do appreciate their decency, and I appreciate her honesty. I don't always agree with her, but she's absolutely right.
Yeah.
The nation does not have to, and probably should not have, a dynasty controlling the White House. That has not worked out well, and it's not going to work out well in the future either.
Yeah. I got about a minute left here. I know we're still a long ways out, but Hillary obviously is the candidate for the liberal left come 2016, but she has taken a beating in the past few days as a result of the Senate Intel report on Benghazi. Will that hurt her down the road, do you think?
Well, it's only if the American people decide that four dead Americans who were abandoned by her, even one of her friends, that this is that kind of woman, then it will. Already, Feinstein, who was head of the Intelligence Committee, came out today defending her. Remember, they blamed
buildings.
I know. Andy, they blamed buildings in that report. They didn't blame her. So,
no.
Yes, I think it can, it should. Watergate brought down an administration and nobody died. So I think that Benghazi is the core example of the rot at that woman's and that woman's soul. And we've got a responsibility to make sure it remains an issue for those who died and for the nature of the impact it's had on this country. We have a responsibility to make sure it doesn't go away.
Yep. All right, good stuff, folks. If you haven't read it, you want to check it out. Bombastic Arrogance or Humble Determination, Chris Christie's Choice. It's by Tammy Bruce. It's in today's Washington Times, both in the print edition and online at WashingtonTimes.com. Tammy, have a great weekend. Thanks for joining
me once again.
Take care.
You too.
1229, 1260, WRC. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. This week's Golden Hammer Award coming up with Philip Swartz next.